Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? What is up? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. And this is your host, the girl with the most and the cold, Stacey F. Johnson. And I want to welcome everyone in the house and outside of the house. And tonight is Money Monday. And when you call it Money Monday, you know you fetch to make some money. And, you know, money is guaranteed to all of us that go out there for it and get it. That God wants us to prosper, to be able to get what we want and live how we want. And none of us was born to suffer financially. We're supposed to be healthy in our mind, body, and our spirit, our finances, our relationships. We're supposed to have abundance in everything. And so I call Monday Money Monday because I need to make money on Monday. So I just call it Money Monday, and money comes. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I do, and this is what I try to teach my smart people to do, because you know what? When you start off well, you're going to end well. And sometimes when you don't start off well and you have a purpose and a plan and determination and belief and you live right, you're going to end up well. And so Money Monday is all about making a plan and seeing it come through and God rewarding you. And we make money based on three things: the need for what we do, the quality for which we deliver the service or what we do, and the difficulty a month has in replacing your ass. So if you are hard to replace, if you are excellent in what you do, and if what you do somebody needs, you're going to eat well every day. You feel me? And today is Dr. King's little birthday celebration. So we got to celebrate his birthday because that's all we do for him. That's all we can do. Just celebrate the dream. Okay, here's another year celebrating the dream. And niggas are still asleep. And I want to celebrate the man and the purpose and what the dream was all about. You know, so we're getting there. Excuse me. That's the cold that visited me that I ain't had in 20 years because I'm so imbalanced, out of balance because of my family and stuff. But, you know, that's all done. Because, you know what? When my sister passed to the other side, she came and helped me do a whole bunch of stuff. And I ain't had none but blessings, I swear, since my sister been gone. So every day I wake up and something, I'm like, Mom and Daddy and my sister, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that very, very much. Because I know you in heaven blessing me. Oh, and how appropriate. Eventually I'll see you in heaven. You know what, radio, you need to quit playing shit at the right time. You know what I'm saying? Because they hear, they with me. Because this is my daddy's song. See what I'm saying? When you're a superstar, you better understand you're a superstar. And we are all superstars because we are here. You understand? So it's Money Monday. And it's Dr. King's day. And before Dr. King was brutally murdered and taken away from us, he had a plan for his black people. Where is that nigga today besides Tracy Jackson? Okay, Tracy Jackson, I'm calling your supervisor. You go right ahead. You tell him you're looking for Tracy Jackson's supervisor. Stacey Johnson, we got to get this shit right before we all pass. Get it right. Black people, we got to get this right one sweet day. I ain't going to be on the other side. And Elijah going to be like, we going to get it right for Grandma. No. It ain't happening before Grandma leaves us earth. We're going to get it right. The black people need to get it right for Dr. King. Somebody got to say, nigga, I'm finna. Only me and Chris, we finna. We finna get it right for Dr. King. So Money Monday is all about the money. What Dr. King meant for us in the money was the black people and the poor people's campaign. That's what he was working on in 1968 when he was killed. trying to let you know, everybody know that we demand this for our black people. Again, who in 2013, and they got old Jesse Jackson's picture, I'm talking about he going to take his place. Up until what point? You know, some nigga did something. Let's not even get started on what people should do. Because all I can do is what Stacey can do. And right now, Stacey can make money on Money Monday and too much money Tuesday and and whatever other day it is that got to do with money. Because you know what? I can't do a damn thing for myself and nobody else if I ain't got no money. And God knows that. And great things cannot be done by poor motherfuckers. And God knows that. So I try to make myself a service in a way to where the service that I provide is one that is greatly needed. And God woke me up to that reality just a couple of weeks ago. Like, look, you've been farting around. You've been farting around for 3 years learning. So see, I was farting around learning this thing that now is making me quadrillions. Enough at that. You know what? It gives me the ability to support myself. And that's what everybody wants to do. You know, white people are just inbred to know that they're going to run businesses, not black people. That's the last thing we think of. And we think, oh, we just a superstar if we ever accomplish that goal. Some culture, some race of the people, that's how they live. Everybody in the family got a business, not black people. We so happy going to work. Okay? So if you're happy taking your happy ass to work, be happy getting an education and learn something before you go work for somebody, because ain't nobody going to pay you shit if you don't know nothing. Okay? Because the amount of money you make, once again, is based on three things. What is the need for what you do? So if you a nigga that can take orders over the speakerphone, there's 10 million thousand quadrillions niggas that can do that. So you will not be paid much for that. Number two. Quality. I mean, you could be the best microphone input taker, but there's still too many of them. Everybody can do it. Okay, but the quality. So if you're like you're a brain surgeon, huh? We need brain surgeons. Oh, then you're like the top. Well, you better be the top brain surgeon if you're a brain surgeon, right? And then how easy is it to replace a brain surgeon? That's why that nigga gets paid quadrillion. You understand? Nobody going to give you no money if every nigga on the block know how to do what you can do. You feel me? So if you're going to live in this life and you expect to have anything in it, you need to base either your business or your life career on those three factors, on money. And that's what Stacey has done. But, you know, a bigger part of that is God in the mix. Like, God, you know what I like. You know I like the numbers along with something else. But you know I like the numbers. So he said, look, dummy, I'm going to give you a job where you can sit up and play with the numbers all day long and make quadrillions. I never realized how much money you can make in being a commercial estimator. Taking architectural plans and doing the measurements and saying, hey, this is how much it's going to cost to put that wall in. Bah. This is how much it's going to cost to put up those walls. This is how much it's going to cost to paint that. This is how much it's going to cost to lay that tile. Go to school for it. You make good money. Somebody said, hey, Stacey, this is all you need to do. You just sit at home. I was like, wait, what? I can do who? Oh, daddy gal. Like, cause I just said, Gandy, I'm going to be at your house every day. I'm like, I know you are, baby, because I'm going to be in my house every day. So, you make money, and I ain't trying to brag, you feel me? Because I worked my ass off 3 years learning how to do this shit, okay? Ask Chris the day I sat up with pieces of paper for 7 days to figure out the grading in a parking lot. Because you got to take two numbers, subtract them from each other, and then that's the final number you got to do some shit with. But you got to do that every little milli zilly point in the parking lot. And he watched his mama do it for 7 days straight in a wife beater in my Laker shorts. That was a nigga learning, divine learning. It wasn't you could hear a pin drop. He reading the Bible, bouncing. I'm in a wife beater and some shorts and a whole bunch of little pieces of paper. talking to God, saying, I made this money, God, we got to do this. That's what you do when you dedicate to something. And you know what? God rewards that dedication because he teaches you some shit. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, this is what I'm finna do. This is what I'm finna do. I didn't realize making money could be this easy. Mom, you know you deserve it, Mom. Okay, three things. Make your money on three things if you're smart. And one of them ain't finding a nigga to give you some crack. Okay, that's not one of them. One of them is have something somebody needs. You know, and that's as much as looking for something somebody needs. And saying, well, shit, if that nigga needed it, then I bet there's 10,000 more niggas that need it too. That's what I did. That's what every good business person does. That's what they do. Excuse me. That was nice. Hey, why do you think there's so many dog cleaning mobile shit? Because people buy dogs and they love dogs more than they love the kids. So people are having mobile dog cleaning things. But see, you got to learn, you got to know something. You're not going to learn that smoking a joint sitting on your mama's couch. You got to be out there in the world and live and do and be. That's what life is about. And you got to have somebody to tell you that shit. There's a lot of people running around. Ain't nobody telling them shit. And you can tell. So me and mine, I'm going to tell them something. And it's always not something they want to hear, but it's something they need to hear. That's what I love about me. I will tell your ass, which, hey, you don't want to hear it, I'm sorry, but you need to hear it. You know, and my mother finally didn't give a damn about what they thought I needed to hear. But thank God. Thank God they was not trying to be my goddamn friend. Thank God. I love them to this day. They was not trying to be my friend. They were trying to be my parent. Teach me something. Show me something. So I could support my dumb ass once they was long gone. And they did their job. If I can do that for my kids, teach you something, you ain't got to like me. I figured it out a couple years ago. I don't give a damn if you like me. You're not going to like me. You should like me. So I like me. How's that? And guess what, dummy? I still like you, even though you're dumb, because I'm your mama. That's my job. So on Money Monday, you need to teach niggas something. You need to teach your family how to do something besides go to work. Dr. King was trying to help you. This country ain't going to help no black people come up. You better come up on your own. And quit getting them loans going to them bogus-ass schools, I'm trying to tell you. Quit getting them loans and not going to school. Okay, how many niggas that got them loans went to school for 2 weeks? Long enough to collect. That's just dumb. You know, quit making everything made for you look so dumb because you dumb. This is Money Monday. You should be thinking about making money in a good way. Godly ways, and one of the ways, the best ways, to be of service to someone and make sure the service that you provide is unlike any other, and it is the best out there, and nobody can do it better than you. This is Black People Business Wind on Monday, and I'm going to take a break. I got to go over a cup of noogie. So, you know how it goes. And I'll be back because I love you guys. And I love Elijah. He called me today. He's the most awesome grandson ever. But then again, he comes from the most awesome grandma. I shall return. All right, people. This is Black People Business Lindsay on Monday, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson of the Johnsons, minus one. But it's okay, because she's helping me, and hope she's helping me. I already know. You know, that's my girl, my oldest sis, Mignon Marie. It's almost the same birthday, December 15th. I mean, come on now. My mom and dad was tripping on some shit. All right, I'm December 16th. Mignon, December 15th, and with the angels, and I'm taking care of the devils. Bye. And this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and we talking about Money Monday, you know, and I've learned, I just thank God. I mean, I'm just so grateful. I got my 1099 from PayPal, California law states, okay, and they're like, look, nigga, we done already sent it to the IRS, so don't even think about lying, okay? It's like, me, lies, never. And I just have to give, I gave so much props to God today because he supplied me with provision as is his promise in the word. If I believe on him and remain and maintain in his word and under his protection and know that he is my father and I am his child. My wife, I mean, what? And ever since I moved out of SAC, man, the numbers have just been going higher. That month I made more. I was like, you know what? God, you are the most awesome guy. And I already know January, I'd have made more than that already in like the first week. And now I see in the whole month of December. So I'm like, man. And, you know, how can you fucking complain? I mean, I try not to complain, and anybody that's around me that complains about anything, I'm just like, I ain't got 2 seconds for a complainer, man, because God don't have to do nothing for us, and he would do more for you on Money Monday, Too Much Money Tuesday, whoa, Money Wednesday, oh, I'm thoroughly happy with Money Thursday, and fry some fish because I'm so happy. No, I can't. Fry some fish Friday because I like fish, especially on Ralph's. On today, go to Ralph's on Crenshaw. Nigga, you buy, they will fry your shit. Okay, you won't even start driving until your hands are all greasy. You feel me? Them niggas fry you some of that tilapia and some of that swai or whatever. Oh, I will drive my ass from Oxnard. Get off on Crenshaw, okay? Get off on Crenshaw's, over there, on today, and go get me some damn fish and take my ass right back up the coast to Oxnard, nigga. That fish is so good. I got to give it to Ralph on Crenshaw. I mean, I really do, because them niggas is off hook when it comes to some fish. I'm going to give me some. I think I'm going Wednesday anyway. I got some business, some Black People business. Oh, I'm handling Black People business for real on Wednesday, okay? Black people be playing games. But you know what you don't do? See, because Stacey all 5'2". Oh, who's you going to shoot this dog shit? Yeah. Until it's real time to take action, boo. And then there to go. You know, people be mad. People be playing games. Life ain't a game. For some of y'all is, because you don't take it seriously. I take it seriously. I appreciate life. Money Monday, Too Much Money Tuesday. Whoa, Money Wednesday. Whoa, Money Wednesday. I was wondering maybe, nigga, you was crazy if you think I'm having the baby. I like that. Anyway, all right, Dr. King, Black People, Poor People's Campaign. His idea for Black people is that we get our share. You know, the same stuff, excuse me, they talk about is socialism and shit. You know, just, you know, this country sucks so much ass that we have to even ask for civil rights. You have to think about that shit. that you have to pass a law to tell these folks to treat people equally, that alone, if you think about it, is some bullshit. So I don't need nobody passing no law that's going to make sure I'm economically stable, because you know what? That's called welfare. That's their version of economically stable for black people. I call get up off your ass fair. And PayPal, too, will be sending you $10.99 to shock the shit out of you that you got to call your daughter and say, hey, Jesse, guess how much I made last year? I didn't even know it. I'm just doing my thing. I'm doing it. I'm doing it to it, too, because I got to eat every day on today. God is awesome. God is wonderful. God will answer your prayers. God will give you what you want. I didn't go out and work for nobody but Stacy. Because this is something Stacy thought she could do. You know, and I ain't got to answer to nobody for this shit. Yeah, it may be rough, and sometimes I got to work 16-hour days and shit. But I'd rather work 16-hour days and shit, even on Martin Luther King Day, for Stacy. And for some white man that don't give a damn and was just assumed see me gone tomorrow. It happens all the time. It happened to me. I mean, $61,000 down the drain just because I didn't kiss somebody's ass. But I'm not in an ass-kissing business. My mom and dad didn't teach me that shit. What they did teach me is be able to go get my $10.99 in a matter of by the time your unemployment run out, baby, you be able to support yourself. And you ain't got to raise them kids no more, baby. And your sister going to come in and complete the divine trio, and everything seems to be easy breezy. You know what? You get love equity. I truly believe in love equity. I got tons of that shit out there. I got love equity for motherfuckers that didn't deserve it. God pounced that to me, not to them. Not to a loss, but to a gain on Stacy's behalf. I got love equity all over the place. That's why I can come back and do something for you, and you know good and goddamn well I should. Because I look for love equity when I need it. When I need some, God is there. That's the love equity I put out in your dumb ass and everybody else has dumb. But I get it back. Everybody ain't dumb. I get the love back, but a whole lot of people done played Stacy for a goddamn fool. And Stacy always did the right thing. That's called love equity. Even with a sister I had funk with before she died, I made sure she knew I loved her. That's love equity. They come back after they did and they say, sprinkle, sprinkle, big little sister. I'm going to make stuff easy because you, and that's love equity. I know it. Our people don't go away just because their bodies are gone. Their spirits are here. And if we love them, they're going to love us back in our most desperate time of need. So, shit. My mom and daddy up there, my sister up there, people you love up there watching you. You doing what's right, they gonna lead you, they gonna help you, they gonna guide you, they gonna get you favors. I mean, we ain't just the bodies just floating around, we are spirits. Clean yours up, let it flow like it's supposed to, clean it up. Everybody want what they want, but is it something that you should have? Everything is good, but is everything good for you? That's what the scripture asks you. And me. Shit, I know a whole bunch of stuff I think is good, but it really ain't good for me. And I'm real about it. And I'm just going to say, you know what, Lord, I'm gonna skate on this ice. And I get the result. I know I'm what I'm supposed to get. God says, see, you skated on the ice, you dumbass. You knew you were skating on the ice when you put on the skates. See, I got so much love equity out there, even when I slip from time to time. In my slipping, I'm coming up higher because that's just how it works. So, it's Money Monday. God wants to provide. God wants you to flow. Give money and you receive money. Give and you shall receive. Give in your mind. Have an attitude that whatever it is you're doing, it's going to make you more affluent. You do those things that make you, help you make more money. Don't worry about working for people. Worry about working for yourself and ask God to give you something to help bring you up. I mean, whatever it is. You're not meant to struggle financially. Nobody is. And God has the answer for it all. You know, sometimes, like I did, you got to work a couple extra hours every night until you ain't got to do it no more. Sometimes you have a good idea and you can go right out there and make some money. What I'd like to do, and I'd like to offer maybe three other partners. There's tons of places up and down Crenshaw that we can rent for $500 a month, and I got half of that. Do I have three other niggas that can come up with $250? I got that and the utilities. Maybe we can sell T-shirts. We can sell anything legal. Everybody else does. We can figure it out. We can do it. So I got four other niggas on the spot on Crenshaw. All you need to do is come up with $250. Something to think about on Money Monday. Because you know what? Got to start somewhere. Sell some. And be an example. You know what? Let's just open up and I'll give out some hot dogs. I ain't got to sell shit. Just to be there, show a presence, and show some positivity in that neighborhood. Show some giving, show some love. I'm going to make everything happen. We take the first step, he takes all the rest. He leads and he guides. That's why it's Money Monday. And it's too much money Tuesday. But you know what? On the other end of money, whatever day, is the work that needs to be done. So one, make sure it's some work that only you can provide. And when you shall provide, make sure you do it in a quality way. Make sure you give it away in quality with a happy attitude. Then God will give that back to you. And three, make sure you're the only nigga on the planet that they can find that can do it just like you. You understand? That's how you had Money Monday, too much money Tuesday, whoa, Money Wednesday, and all the other days. God will provide. He promises to prosper the work of your hands as long as it's in line with his word and that you are using the money that you have for good. God will bless you. You understand? So today, the Black People Business Wednesday, on Monday, and I love you, and I adore you. There ain't nobody. I got 90 seconds, and I'm finna flow, but you know I need more time than that, you know. I'm finna go, but I want you to know that I love you so. Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and this is your girl, Tracy Jackson, and I shall return tomorrow, giving a big old kiss. Mwah, Elijah, that's for you.